Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lord, we pray and we commit our service into your care. We ask that, Lord, give us insight and give us understanding. I pray, Lord, that anyone listening will be blessed. Let this preaching change our lives. Let this preaching have effect, a lasting effect, and leave an indelible print on our lives. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat as we listen to the word of God for a short. Where is Ozibel? Where is he? Traveled. I stay in the same area with him. You don't stay in the, you go to the same school. But I'm not staying in the same area. All right. Last but one Sunday for June. June has really gone fast. Hey, Sharon, how are you? Good to see you. Are you okay? Should we serve you tea? You are okay. You don't drink tea. You kinky. Or like smoothie. You are okay. You fast for the Lord. So before I preach, I have an announcement for you. Next week, Saturday, we are having our From the Lips of Children. Okay. Our monthly From the Lips of Children is coming on Saturday. All right. But this Saturday, we are actually doing it at 3 p.m. Okay. It's not 4. Mr. Lumovi, I say it's not what? 4. If you leave your house 4 and you come here, we'll close. So we are starting at 3. How many of you would have closed classes by then? By three, you are home. Hey, why you don't go to classes? How many of you be home by 3 p.m.? By 3, you have closed classes. People don't close 3. What time do you close? 6. Saturday, not Monday morning. 3 getting to 4. You see how Shelly is looking at you? Shelly is saying you are lying. Shelly, what time do you close? We have gone to do fading. Hey, Shelly, Obano, hey. You have done fading. You say you are a library prefect, or? Hey. Library prefect, you can imagine the entertainment prefect. He will do galas. All right, so From the Lips of Children is coming on Saturday at 3 p.m. We'll be getting some visitors, okay? So come early. We'll be getting visitors. So Dakuman is also coming to join us for the service. So try and make it a point to come, all right? And then we'll be praying for our BEC candidate also, okay? Oh, clap. It's not easy to write BEC. You have to write a book, how to pass BEC without stress. How to pass BEC without stress. Mr. Henry, or doctor, what's your current, what? Okay, so Henry K. Amwakun. But the other book you wrote, what's the title? The Subtle Art of the Mind. The Subtle Art of Control. How far? Are they buying the book? These church people, are they buying? They are not buying. People, let's support our own, though. If one of us has written a book, it's not easy to write a book, or it's even text message. You see how difficult it is to write text message. Somebody has written a whole book you don't want to buy. Has Eugene bought the book? It's out of control. If you have bought the book, like by this time, you'll be under control. Buy the book, it will change your life. Eugene, buy the book, it will change your life. Amen. So, Pa is coming out with another book. How to Pass BC Without Stress. Killer. This book there, you have to buy like three. Yes, it's your portion. You have to buy three. Because the BC is giving you stress. And I want to see so much stress. Eh? Shelly, you have to buy the book four. When I look at you, you have to buy a lot and read. Read. Are you also writing BC? Are you also writing? Hey, Felicia, buy 10 and share for your people how to pass BC without stress. So this church alone, we are placing order for 100 copies. 100 copies. Why are you not clapping? 100 copies of the book. You have not written the book yet, but we advance. How much will one be? So discount, how much? But we know that church. Say, 85. let's preach. Let's preach and be happy. Amen. So, for some time now, we've been on the subject of backsliding. Okay, and I've been campaigning so that you don't backslide, because backsliding is something that can occur and can happen to anyone. Anyone can backslide. It doesn't matter your title. It doesn't matter where you come from. You can backslide. All right. You can be a bacenta leader. You can backslide. You can be a chorister. You can backslide. You can play the piano. You can backslide. You can be a chorister. Even choristers, they be backslide more. Dancing star. Achoo was not in church last week. Today too, he's not in church. I mentioned it because when I got here, then I saw A, and I said, no, Achoo, welcome. Louis, welcome. Back off. Hey, Charlie. Now you wear baggy things, so why your money has come? You now work with UN. Are you associated with Henry? Well, I see that your money has come. So backsliding can happen to anyone. Sharon, do you understand? Anybody can backslide. Anybody in church can backslide. Pastor can backslide. Choristers can backslide. Instrumentalists, as for them, they backslid. Even though they are playing the thing, they backslid a long time. Instrumentalists and choristers plus dancing stars, those groups, they are not serious. They are not serious. I'm not afraid of them. I'll say everywhere I go, I'll tell them. Instrumentalists, they are one of the backsliding people, and choristers, followed by choristers. As for dancing stars, they come and dance for us and go home. They are not this thing. Okay, so a normal Christian, you should immune yourself against backsliding, all right? And this thing I'm preaching to you is not because you are going to write an exam that you'll be required to understand what it is. You need to understand because it applies to your life. It is one of the core subjects you have to pass. And at any level, you can backslide. At any level, you can be a reverend, you can backslide, you can be a bishop, you can backslide, archbishop, deputy God, you can, anything you are, you can backslide. So you have to take caution and tell yourself that I will make a conscious effort. I think the generalists, they say effort. Effort. I'll make a conscious effort. Hey, the generalists, but they intimidate us with their words. So you make a conscious effort not to backslide. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. So backsliding happens to any, and I was explaining to you that it is like a cancer. A cancer that can affect anybody. Children get cancers. Adults get cancer. Old men too have cancers. So as for cancer, it happens to anybody. If you say breast cancer happens to a certain group of people. If I don't have breast, how difficult I'll get breast cancer. Do you see? If your chest is flat screen, nobody worries you. If it is October, they are doing breast cancer awareness day. It doesn't mean anything to you. If you have breast and they are doing breast cancer awareness day, your eyes are red. But you have to send the breast to somebody to squeeze so to find out whether there's a lump in it. Okay. But when it comes to the subject of backsliding, everybody should be alarmed. Everybody should be like, you must be concerned, because the topic and the discussion concerns you. As we are here, we are talking about BC. Some people are relaxed. What is BC? Either you have not written yet. It doesn't mean anything to you, or you have written already. Maybe if I see my BC result, I can't step on it like this. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. My WAC result, I can't step on it like this. Nothing will happen. You understand? But you can't step on your BC result right now. You can't step on it. It's too early to be stepping on it. My first degree, I can step on it like this. Not too happy. You being sick, mass classwork, you can't step on it. If like step on your mass classwork, you see. So this particular subject, it affects everybody in church. And I told you that the end of backsliding is going out of the church. So people get to a point where they tell themselves that, look, I'm sorry, no, I've stopped. And there are people who don't go to church. There are a lot of people who don't mind. They don't go to church. They dress up their children. They tell their children to go to church. But they themselves, I mean, they don't have anything to do with church. Okay. Now, let me quote a scripture before you say that when you came, there was no scripture. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 14. So they should tell you how backsliding applies to everybody, including children. And from today, anytime you read the Bible and you see children, child, youth, you should know that the scripture is calling your name. Mr. Abba, you came here successfully without a Bible. It's a shame. Boy, me and I say I've stopped. Anybody who doesn't bring Bible to church, it means you are not wearing panties. Oh, yes. Well, I'm not afraid of you. If you can forget your Bible, it means that you've forgotten your boxers, or you've forgotten your panties. Then, comma, oh, backsliding children, sayeth the Lord. Then, oh, backsliding children. So, as I was explaining, if children can backslide, then it should tell you that as for adults, they can backslide. Like for them, they fly. They fly out of church. He said, then, all backsliding children. All right? For I am married to you. You see, your mind should be that God is married to you. And you don't have to go out. All of you are not married. But you cannot just stop and say that I won't marry again. It's not like that. No. What you go through to say you marry again, that will tear from your eyes. Yesterday, I was on the phone with a friend. And she's going through divorce. You see. So when I finished talking to the wife, then I called the husband too. Hey. The husband feel that I understand his problem. Then the wife also felt that I understand her problem. You see, but these were my friends who, when they were getting married, I was their best man. Do you see? And something small. You see, like I was explaining to you, signs and symptoms. Something small that they couldn't solve. So if I tell you why they are where they are, they are about to divorce, and you never believe it. Yeah. You never, if I mention, you say, but this thing is not supposed to be a problem, or it is not a problem. Yeah. Can you imagine? They are divorcing now because, I won't say it. that is even funny. It's even funny. So the case was that the man was not working at that time. And the woman used to cook before she goes to work. Now when the man eats, he doesn't wash the bowl. You put the bowl down and say that it's woman's job. And the woman was like, if you're in the house and you're finished eating, wash the bowl. So the whole thing is washing of bowl. That's where we are. You say, that's how it is. That's how it is. Yeah, and so they've got it to a point. They have two children. They've got it to a point where, so tomorrow, they are going to court tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning. Yes. It's so destined. But you won't believe it. So God is married to you, Kathy. God is married to you. So you cannot just stand up and pack your thing. Those of you who are very observant, you can say, your mother, sometimes she's angry in the house. But she can't pack her Ghana man's goal like that and say that, I won't marry again. Hey, you can't say you marry again. You go to court. The court will say, go and settle. Go and call family member. They'll sit down. There's plenty things that, I know some people too, when as they were processing to get married, the woman was pregnant. As they were processing to get divorce at court, do you see divorce? So they said they won't marry themselves again. That time that they said don't marry themselves again, they were going to court. The woman was pregnant. Sana papa no ogusu didi. Somebody say you no marry again, but the woman was pregnant. And they were doing the mini ceremony. As at the time they were going to court that don't marry again, they were doing the mini ceremony. You can imagine. Nipa de nipa ancestral. You might be an example of that. So God says that for I am married to you, and I will take you one for a city and two of a family, and I'll bring you to Zion. This is what God is saying. So he said that even though you are backsliding, come back. Listen, there should be no sin too great that it takes you out of church. If you go and the boys press your breast and they come back, you'll be there instead they press your breast, so you are feeling guilty to come to church. You've got to steal iPhone, they slap you. Come back to church. Then, all backsliding children. You go and sleep with somebody, look for tissue, clean the sperm. Come back here, we'll preach here. Nobody is going anywhere. We are here. He said, 10. I'm married to you. God is married to you. God is not giving up on you. Don't give up on him. God is not a man. Human being, small thing, is fed up with you. Do you understand? But God is like, we are in it. Welcome. Now the rich people are coming. Rich people, those who work after and they are now. Oh, honorable, as you have come from C2, you can't speak at them. Please come. Me, pastor, say come to the front. Your kaftan is giving me, and I've not started preaching though. I was explaining to them. I know you come, so I was explaining recap before I was preaching. Rich people, they don't come with Bible. They just walk in. They are walking Bible. They have everything. Which school? Which school are you attending? Which school? Ghana Senior High. You should see. It's St. Augustine, Ghana Senior High, Fantipim. They don't come with Bible. No. ATT is a four crap. Wesley girls for no multi high. Omo the Bible. Because the Bible is in, they have King James and NIV in their head. Walking Bible, Prophet Christ people. Who told you? What crowd was I preaching? I forgot. Okay. So that is how backsliding is. And don't get to the point. You see, when you backslide once, it looks nice. Oh, nothing has happened. You don't come to church Sunday, nothing has happened. Two Sundays, nothing has happened. Three Sundays, it becomes normal. Now when you wake up, there's no difference between Monday and Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday. Yeah, okay. There are people walking about. Sunday doesn't mean anything to them. It's just that they don't go to work, but they are just around. Okay. So backsliding, and I think we went through about 3 weeks looking at the signs and symptoms of backsliding. You see, because backsliding is not something you can easily detect. Yes. There are organs that are in you we can't see. We can't see your heart. We can't see your kidney. We can't see your liver. We cannot see your intestines. But then, we have to see things, all right, signs to tell us that there is a problem. If you see somebody whose eye is yellow, it's not because his father is anointed. It is because there's something wrong with the liver, the kidney, and all these things. So the signs and symptoms help us. But I think I didn't do courses of backsliding. Maybe next week I will do that. But last week I told you I'll be preaching to you about what? My last argument. Because I gave you the topic last week. So next week I'll preach about the courses. My last argument. Now, Prophet was explaining that. You see, as you live your life, you think that, you see, when people are playing the fool, they advertise, you see, the devil makes you believe that the lives people live, that life is a better life than the life you are living. So people in the prime of their lives, they show, the devil makes sure that he shows you a certain type of life. But the other side of life, the devil doesn't tell you. When people are about to die, you don't know what they say. You don't know what happens. Some people, when they get to the latter part of their life, like even we are not grown, we are not too old. But we can see few footballers who have made it. They used to get money, but now they are begging for money. We know of actors who act movie, who used to have money, but now they are begging people for money. So at a certain stage of your life, the devil shows you. You see people holding 8 mobile phones. It makes you feel that they are enjoying life. But the Friday I'm is frying. I'm feeling it. I'm preaching, that is just entering. I'll close very soon. If you know what to do. Yeah. So we are talking about my last argument is actually about what people said when they were about to die. Very important. What people said. Yeah. Mostly when people are dying, people are not there. All of you, you've never been at a place where somebody was dying before. The person dying, they call you. They tell that you see your auntie who stays at Tepa. She died this morning. But you were not there. Do you know people say things when they're about to die? I'm telling you, you don't know, so I'm telling you. People say things when they're about to die. Yes. Plenty. One day I'll let you follow me to my hospital. And I'll send you to a certain word. That word, when I send you, you understand. That word is called medical emergency word. I'll send you there around 11 p.m., 12 p.m., 1 a.m., 2 will be there around that. You hear people talking. Sick people who are lying down. It's, oh, moko meba. Miankasa meba. Moko bodikai meba. You'll be hearing them talk. Everybody is saying something different. It tells you how real the spiritual world is. So when people are about to die, they say things. Now, we want to look at what people said. First, we'll start with godly people who have died. Godly people when they were dying. People who didn't backslide. People who served God to the end of their lives. What they said when they were about to die. Then we also look at people who didn't serve God, who were insulting God. What they said when they were also about to die. The first person we'll look at is called Apostle Paul. How many of you remember Apostle Paul? Apostle Paul, when he was about to die, he said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Everybody is afraid of death. Or all of you are afraid of death, including myself. We are all afraid. We are afraid. If somebody die right now and they call you, you can't go there. Who has never seen the corpse before? I mean, you've never seen a dead body before. Ha! How old are you? 20? 13? Your classmate, be somebody in your school has not died before. Hey, and your school is a holy school. Holy are you, Lord. Everybody stop your school and come and join your school. Most people have, I don't know if you have seen a dead body before. Somebody, maybe on TV. Not feeling Kadoji, but on TV. I've seen before. Seen before, cry. Yesterday, I saw one. If you're a pastor, every week you'll be seeing. Every week you'll be seeing dead body. You'll be seeing dead body. Now the dead body, different shapes, different color, different makeup. Everyone, the who say, they've died, Ankasa. The death, it has died them. You say, na mami, ni buwe fuse, we say, yes, frown. Some of them, they are smiling. You say, he's smiling because she owes a lot of people with the car. I mean, they are coming to ya. I'm gone. My family, Jimmy, a friend, so called, me wash around the enemy. He has died. Every musu, they are frown. You see different shapes, different color. Yeah, and sometimes, as pastor, as we stand by those cups, sometimes you are afraid. Afraid. One particular girl I went to bury. Hey, and when I look at the girl, I knew the girl in real life before she died. Hey, we give you a mudi share, no, me say, rad. Who did this? Makeup be a chama no no. Then the bushwa penny said, oh, nyamini pampacho, close the coffin. I'm saying, don't give me temptation. One, kasa mu close na mu fam brem. Why? I'm here service no mamu. Yeah. So you see different colors, different. You see, the moment you have died, life is out of you. Do you understand? Who was the last person who died here? Is it the, what's her name? Lydia. All of you were not there. When I went to see her at the hospital, I went with two of our pastors down there. When we get to when we got to the hospital, I said, remove the cloth. When they removed the cloth, then I just put my hand on her. Then the two pastors, they jump like this. It's like, hey, what risk is this? And then she has that fresh. She has that a few hours, and I got there. When I got there, I said, they should remove the cloth. So I put my hand on her chest. The pastors I went to, say, one of them jumped. Start from my face. They said, hey! Reverend, they said the girl has died. We all know she has died. Now you say you want to see why she has died. Hey! Put my hand on her. I prayed for her. Then I said, we should go and bury her. Do you understand? So when somebody died fresh, it's also different from when somebody died and they've gone to put him in fridge. You understand? So like the chicken people eat. Dead chicken. I want to ask your fridge. A chicken more chewy than my friend. More chewy chicken than you've been chewing. We say, hey, ding, ding. When somebody dies, that's how you are. If you die, blood doesn't flow, so you become stiff. You just become stiff like that. We can't bend you. You are stiff. Hey, it's like that. One day I have to bring a dead body here so that you see how the thing is. As I'm describing, you are not seeing. So when Paul was about, and there were people, when they were, look, few hours to your death, you will know. Most people know they were going to die. You know you are going. Yes, it's like exams. As you are writing, you know that where my failure, where they are my failure crying. Because your friends were saying that question two is 72.5. You understand? But you had 1,052. So that the answers are two different. Some ones, no, it's 72.4. Then this one said, no. It's 70, it's 71.5. They said, yes, but when you run it up, it's 73. So it's between 72.5 and 73. But your answer is 1,086. They said, no, you are far from the people. You are far. So when Paul was about to die, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. This is somebody who was about to die. Somebody who knew Christ. Somebody who served the Lord. When he said, if I die, it's a profit. For me to die is gain. You see that such a person was confident about the death. That when Stephen was about to die and they were stoning him, he said, the heavens have opened. They have seen that the heavens have opened. How many people are about to die? They can see that the heavens have opened. You rather see that hell has opened. Hell is the one that has opened. Jacob, when Jacob was dying in Genesis 49, verse 33, he said he gathered up his feet in bed and yielded up the ghost. Yeah, Friday we're at Prophet Mother's funeral. They said when she was there, they said she died in bed and the family were around him. You see, that's a nice way of dying. We be susu the aboboya. Oh, yeah, some Totro with registration number GR43-V can knock you. The one tie has gone this way. Another tie has gone to spoil the Indomie seller's kiosk. That type of death, how will you say you have died well? That type of death. Do you understand? So when Jacob was dying, Bible said that he gathered up his feet in bed. And he yielded up the ghost. Then there was one guy. He's called Father Polycarp. Now, let's talk about real human beings. Now, Father Polycarp was a disciple of John. And then, this the Romans told him to swear allegiance to Caesar. You understand? And they told him that swear. And I'll set thee at liberty. Reproach Christ. But when they told him that, they said he should denounce Christ. But he told them that 80 and 60 years now have I served Christ. And he has never done me the least of wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king and also my savior? And then when they were finally about to kill him, he said, oh Lord, Father of the beloved Son Jesus Christ, I thank thee that thou hast allotted me a place among the martyrs. Yeah, this is when somebody's about to, when you were burning him. He said, I thank God that you have given me a place to die like the way the martyrs have died. How many people can say this? If you don't serve God properly, you're about to die, you'll be screaming and you'll be defecating on yourself. There are people when they're about to die, they'll be shouting, me woe, because you can see that where you are going, it's not a good place. Another guy is called Augustus Montagtopladi. Microphone, sir. Augustus Montagtopladi lived 1710 to 1778. Who is that? Agri Memoria. Oh, welcome. How do you do? Happy to see you, my friend. Hey, this single room self-contained here. Mumbai na makosheho. Will ever be famous as the author of one of the most evangelistical hymns of the 18th century, Rock of Ages. So this guy, Augustus Montagtopladi, he wrote the song, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Motisai Nyumunda, he wrote that song. Now, during his final illness, Topladi was greatly supported by consolation of the gospel. Near his last awakening from sleep, he said, oh, what delight. Somebody who is about to die said, oh, what delight. What can fathom the joy of the third heaven? The sky is clear. There is no cloud. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Clap for him. Now, you see, you don't understand English, so you don't understand what the man has said. He said, oh, what delight. Like, I'm happy I'm going to die. Oh, what delight. Who can fathom the joy of the third heaven? The sky is clear. There is no cloud. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Augustus Montagtopladi. Don't say it's your nickname. This is somebody's name. He died saying, no mortal man can live after the glories which God has manifested in my soul. This is what somebody who served the Lord with his life. This is what he said when he was about to die. How many of you remember Shakespeare? Now, Shakespeare lived 1564 to 1616. He is the world outstanding figure in literature. Those of you who are doing art. You can't say you are doing art or you are doing science. Oh, science people, clap for us. Science people. We have heard. Where are they? UG are also doing science. Nice one. Pi to science. Hey, I have a lot of surgeons. Now you mind? Science. Oh, nice. My girls, they have head. So are those people, they are the art. When they came last, they were talking plenty here. But science, we don't talk, man. Now, this Shakespeare, he lived up to 52 years. Yes. On his last day, he said, I commend my soul into the hands of God, my creator, hoping and assuredly believing through the only merit of Jesus Christ, my savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting and my body to the earth whereof it is made. Ampa, a literature man. A chorobrofu. Yeah. This somebody who was dying. He said, I commend my soul into the hands of God, my creator. I commend my soul into the, and he said that my body now goes back to the dust whereof it came from. Shakespeare. You would think that he was Shakespeare because this thing, but he served the Lord. You see, so this thing should tell us that you can be famous and serve the Lord. You can also not be famous, but you must serve the Lord. How many of you know Matthew Henry? Matthew Henry commentary. Hey, you don't read, though. Matthew Henry lived 1662 to 1714. He was the eminent non-conformist theologian who gave the church a devotional commentary which held a foremost place in its field. He died a week after his settlement in London as a pastor of the church, but his end was full of confidence in the Savior's grace. In his last words, he said, a life spent in the service of God and in communion with God is the most comfortable life that anyone can live in this present world. See, I'm not clapping for these people because this thing don't make any meaning to you. You don't understand what it means. A life spent in the service of God and in communion with Him is the most comfortable life that anyone can live in this present world. That is Matthew Henry. Another person, John Wesley. You know John Wesley? Who was he? He was the founder of the Methodist Church. Oh, I'm not saying the right thing. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, he said, the best of all is that God is with us. I really love this last words of this great founder. He said, the best of all is that God is with us. Another guy, Adoniram Jackson. Adoniram Jackson was a missionary to Africa. Okay. Now, when he was dying, he said, let me see what he said. Adoniram Jackson said, no one ever left this world with brighter hopes or warmer feelings. No one ever left this world with brighter hopes or warmer. Listen, guys, don't backslide, though. Don't backslide. I'm telling you, don't backslide. There's another guy here. He's called Charles Bridgman. Now, this Charles Bridgman, his case is different. He was 12 years when he died. 12 years. But in that 12 years of his life, he served God. He said he died at the age of 12. As a child, he loved to read his Bible. This thing, I can't say it here. I can't say, the day you die, if I come, I can't say you love to read your Bible. You love to Facebook. You love to TikTok. Charles Bridge. He said he died at the age of 12. It also should tell you that anybody can die. Connie, you can go. How old are you? 15, you can go. Chris, how old are you? 19. Eh? 13. Ah, now 13, mommy, you are 13. They say, yeah, you. Oh, mommy, I don't eat. Boy. 12 years he died. 12 years. You think you are here because you are in church, you can't die. Oh boy, you can't die. As a child, he loved to read his Bible and desire spiritual knowledge. Young Charles will often rebuke his brothers if they forgot to thank God at meals. Say you don't pray before you eat. You see food, no, you forget that God is there. Most of you don't pray before you eat. Kayla, do you pray before you eat? It's true. This morning you prayed before you ate. Do you pray over Coca-Cola before you drink? Because Coca-Cola is covered. Nobody can poison you. Usually you pray because you don't trust the source of the food. Yeah. If you go to your auntie's house, you can say, your auntie, one of the eye is black, one is red. You say, no, she's a witch. If they give you food, you pray, soak the food in the blood of Jesus. One day, when we were in school, they said, it was a Sunday. You see, Sunday at school, Sunday, they do jollof and chicken. When they told the matter that it was time for break time, then the gate man, the security man, he called somebody, said that he has seen something. He said that, they asked him, that, what did he see? He said that he has seen that the jollof that they served, that they should eat, a certain old lady, before we went to the dining hall, a certain old lady had already gone there, and she had used the jollof to wipe her buttocks. Daddy, nobody ate the jollof. Those who were hungry, they didn't have food, they came with anointing oil. They pour some more on the jollof. Now, the matter became a serious matter in the school, and they were asking why the student didn't eat the jollof. So the gate man said he saw a vision. They said they should go and call the gate man. He said, hey, me, I didn't see anything. The gate man said he didn't see anything. He didn't see anything. Why are they saying that? Hey! So most of you don't pray before you eat. But this Charles Bridgman guy, they said that when he was dying, no, let me read the full story. He said, young Charles would often rebuke his brothers if they forgot to thank God at midnight. When he became ill, he was asked whether he would rather live or die. And he answered, I desire to die that I may go to my Savior. This is 12-year-old child. You people, when you are sick and we visit you, you see, Achu had malaria when I went there. You're not ready to die. Some of you, when you hear that somebody has died, you are afraid because you know you are the next. When you look at the life you are living. Yeah.
at the age of 12, another guy, Robert Bruce. Ever say Robert Bruce? Now, Robert Bruce was one of the most distinguished men of his time. He entered the ministry and became prominent in Edinburgh. Now, at the time of his death, he called for the family Bible and he said to him, it means the family has a Bible. Your father has never seen Bible before. Your mother too has never. He said he called for the family Bible. Some of you, they don't even do devotion at home with you. You can't remember the last time daddy sat here, mommy sat here, children are there, and they were singing. We thank you, Lord. And your father was read a scripture and explained. It has never. The day you see that in your house, you collapse. It will never happen. Never. It will never happen. So he said to the daughter, he said, cast up to me the 8th chapter of Romans and set my finger on this verse. I am persuaded that neither death nor life shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Then Bruce said, is my finger on them? Yes, said his daughter. Then he replied, now, God be with you, my children. He was about to die. The children were there. He said, God be with you, my children. I have breakfasted with you, and I shall sup with the Lord this night. Then he died. Is it not a nice way to die? Then Aboboya will knock you. I've breakfasted with you this morning, and I will have supper with the Lord this evening. Then he died. Such a person, if you go to his funeral, you can't cry. Or you know that, you know where the man is. Most of the funeral we go, we lie. Even pastors, we lie. Because we know that this, the, look, there was a certain funeral. There was a certain funeral in La. This La here. Then the people came for the funeral. It was a certain church. I won't mention the church's name. Now, there was this, the woman in the church, very troublesome. Hey, fight with everybody. But you see, when you die, we can't come and say the bad things you do. But this pastor, he was a new pastor they brought. And he doesn't collect nonsense. So when it was time to preach, he said, oh, Anyamime, yeah, what's solia? Then they pray. When they finish praying, he said, ah, Anyamime, your neck book, your name. What thing will you have? It's Mombe. It's Mombe. You can't find me on no year as a friend. Me also friend can't check cry. Can me be done? He said, this our beloved sister who has died. She's a troublesome church member. She has fought with everybody, including me, the pastor. She has fought with me. Now, after they had a year, they boy say, oh, Sofo didn't try. Oh, Sofo. Look, after that funeral, they transferred the pastor. Because he's too plain. That body there, we have to say nice things that he loved the Lord. We have created a vacuum nobody can feel. It's not this type of lies, you know. We have to say, oh, but Osofo is there. And you mean, okay, and it's small bay. Come on, fiam, we bay as a funemi. Me, Osofo, we get your you say, can you be down? Hey, do you see? So some of you, wait, the day we hear you are dead, eh? Oh, when we come, we'll tell the truth. We'll tell, say, oh, on pair, sorry, back, see. Doesn't love church. Actually, when you die and I come, I'll say the things. The things you have done, I'll say all. Maybe go and die somewhere, then they'll not get you to come and tell me. But if they tell me and I come, I'll say everything.
Yeah.
It's very nice when you serve. You see, when you serve God and you are dying, you are not afraid of death. I'm saying that we are afraid of death. That's why when we are sick, we go to the hospital. We are afraid of death. Everybody is afraid of death. If like let somebody enter here and hold the gun and say that church or you die. Eh? Or we should do something bad compared to the death. You choose that thing. Yeah. You choose that thing. So nobody likes to die. We are all afraid. And you see, we are afraid of death because of the lives we have lived. So this were example of people who led a good life. You see, when you live a good life and you're about to die, you see, you know that you are going to a good place. Yeah. You see, there are people when we're going to when we're to start to go to secondary school, part of people have good feeling And another group also didn't have good feeling. Some of our own were going, we're happy we're going. Because the house, eh? Oh, how kwan? Come and pound food. Well, do this. Secondary school, you control a whole chore box. You decide what you eat. Do you see? Huh? But at some point, when they were leaving the house in secondary school, they were feeling bad because the things they are living here, they are going to experience hardship. So they were feeling bad. Those are the two feelings.
Yeah.
But on the day you are dying, may you have hope. May you know that. That's why we sing the song, I have another world in view, in view. I have another world in view. My Savior is gone to prepare. As we all sit here, if they say US, if they come and put a boat here, but there's no river, and they say US, we all go and sit inside. Including me, the pastor. We all go and sit inside. That's why they can tell us that a Dutch passport is more important than a PhD holder in Ghana. Well, we all like to go there. We all get there.
Yeah.
Now, let's look at how the sinners die. Everybody say the sinners. Say the sinners. The first sinner I'll talk about is called Tom Payne. The name God tells you that the guy is not a good guy. Tom Payne. Tom Payne lived 1737 to 1809. He was considered as a literary giant. He wrote The Age of Reason and lived during the revival of John Wesley and George Whitefield. He lived a life that was against God. He drew people away from God. He believed that this is one of the people who has made Europe so antichrist. Or I believe that this is one of the people who have made Europe so antichrist and atheist in the ways of thinking. One person who witnessed his death said, he is truly to be pitied. Although he did not believe in God, at the hour of his death, on his deathbed, he said, I will give the world, if I have them, that Age of Reason has not been published. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, God, what have I done to suffer so much? This is somebody who was about to die. He published a book called The Age of Reason. A very nasty book. That turned people away from God. Some of you, be careful about the books you read. There are some books, when you read, you won't come to church again. There are some movies, when you watch, you won't believe in God again. So, when he published the book, on the day he was dying, he said, if I have the world, then I will give them. And I even regret for publishing those books. Guy, this world, then you do something small, no, you write a book. How to. BC, that you had aggregate 62. You are writing how to pass BC without stress. Because you have to write a book. He was frightened. Another guy is called Voltaire. Everybody say Voltaire. Yeah. Voltaire, he lived 1694 to 1778. Now, let me even see what he said on his deathbed. Yes. So this Voltaire, he said that he doesn't want Bible to exist. So he went around looking for all the Bibles and then he brought them to his house and he burnt them.
Yeah.
Now, years after he died, his house where he burnt the Bibles, they are now publishing Bibles there. They print Bible in that house. Yes, he went around collecting all the Bible he burnt all the Bible. Professor, he said, one night I drove with the pastor of my church in Geneva to look at the statue of this man. I saw all the attributes that were written to his name and all the good works that he was said to have done for the community. But this man also lived and fought against Christianity. Notice what this noted French infidel said about Jesus Christ. He said, curse the wretched. How on earth can you gather so much confidence to curse Christ and call him wretched? He once boasted that in 20 years, Christianity will be no more. my single hand would destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to rear. These are people who have laid the foundation for the atheism that is so prevalent in Europe today. Shortly after his death, the very house in which he printed his foul literature became the depot for Geneva Bible Society. The nurse who attended to Voltaire said, for all the wealth in all the, he said, attended, who attended Voltaire said, for all the wealth in Europe, I would not have seen another infidel die. It means that his death was so sarcastic. He died in a very painful manner. And there are people like that. Yeah. At least in my short life, I've seen people who when they were dying, they were poo-pooing on themselves. Very nasty one. Now, the physician who was with Voltaire at his death said that he cried out most desperately. He said, I am abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 more months of life. Then I shall go to hell and you will go with me. Oh Christ, oh Jesus Christ. If you have, you will give half of your wealth. Now, scarcely now. Thomas Hobbes was the one who wrote the book Leviathan. This is I'm saying, that's interesting, because one can start reading, you don't read. Don't read. Now, his last words were, if I had the whole world, I would give it to live one day. I'm about to take a leap in the dark. Just a baby, I'll call cry on him. If I have the whole world, I will give it to live one day. I'm about to take a leap into the dark. There are people, when they are dying, you see, like I was saying, when you are dying, you will know you are about to die. The second thing also is that when you are dying, you will know where you are going. You will know where you are going. Few minutes to your death, you will know whether you are going up or you are going and down, and down, and down. You begin to scream. Thomas Cromwell. They have nice names too. They have nice names, but over ambitious Cromwell lost his influence and also had his head, for he was executed. Historians tell us that as he died, he said, the devil is ready to seduce us and I've been seduced, but bear me witness that I die in the Catholic faith. Now, Catholic faith, man. Thomas Cook, he said, I am doomed to judgment by the judgment of the Almighty God. Robert Greene Ingersoll, he said, see, this guy, he was a lawyer. He was an American lawyer. Do you understand? Now, he went to have a lecture. And in the lecture, the title of his lecture was The Mistakes of Moses. Do you understand? Moses, who has written Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, he has come to lecture that Moses made mistakes. So the title of his lecture was The Mistakes of Moses. He's come to correct the mistakes Moses has done. So one defendant of the Bible said he would love to hear Moses also speak about 5 minutes on the mistakes of Ingersoll. When he came to the gate of hell, he was frozen with terror and he said, oh God, if there is a God, have mercy on my soul, if I have a soul. When he was about to die, that's what he said. Oh God, if there is a God. So you see, most of these atheists, they don't believe in God. An atheist is even somebody who doesn't believe in God. He said, oh God, if there's a God, have mercy on my soul, if I have a soul. Who is this? Sir Francis Guilford. Who is this too? A lot of them. William Pope. A lot. Yeah, a lot. But I'll end here. You see, when people are about to die, they don't show you that ugly side of their lives. You only see, sometimes you see these guys on TV. They think they've made it and all that. They don't retain God in their mind. They don't believe in God. They don't serve God. I want you to make a decision to serve God with your life. I am campaigning for you to serve God with your life. Yeah. Never backslide. Never go back. Never allow anything to draw you out of church. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. Live your life and serve the Lord. Bible said that you serve the Lord with gladness. Serve him with gladness. Don't go back. Never go back. Never. As I admonish you and we close, never go back. You see, because on judgment day, it is between you and God. Look at the small boy who died. Charles Bridgman, 12 years. When he was sick, he said he would rather love to die. Whilst big people were poo-pooing on themselves and they didn't know where they were going. Guys, you should know where you are going. You should know where you are going. You should actually know where you are going when you die. Yeah. That's why when we make the altar call, we say, say this. Dear Lord, write my name. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. There is a book somewhere that your name must be inside. There's a book. If you are sitting down here and your name is not in that book, you are doing something bad. Yeah. And you are even wasting your time. Even wasting your time. But you can die. I cannot guarantee your life for the next 24 hours. Yeah. Friday, we were at Prophet Mother's funeral at Mampo. And they were reading tributes. The things she did. Died over 80 years. I can't say how old you are going to live for. Is it 84 or something like that? 82 or 84. I can't tell how long, Chris, you are going to live for. Yeah, but serve the Lord. You see, the day you are dying, we should say that you have died a Christian. When we come for your funeral, we should have hope. Yeah. One day I will not be around. One day I will die. One day you wake up to a text message on your phone and say that Reverend EK is gone. He's dead. One day you hear it. The way we have also been hearing about people who have died, it's the same way you also hear about me that have gone. Yeah. And you come to my funeral. Maybe by that time you won't come. You won't come. That day that they are burying me, maybe that day you are having your wedding, you can't come. Yeah. But whatever it is, I am fighting to remain a Christian. I think you should do the same. I seriously think that you should do the same. Serve God. You see, that's why we are always campaigning that do something in church. The moment you are not doing anything, you see, when you don't participate in things, you get fed up. Get fed up. May you not get fed up. I said, you see, I know you are angry with me, but no problem. Like, I've come to frighten you. Come to frighten you. Don't worry. God will give you people who preach nice messages to you. They'll preach to you about Moses' beard, Aaron's beard. Yeah. But you see, I think that these things, you need to know them. Yeah. But I know that your eyes have opened. You need to know them. You need to know that you are retrogressing. You need to know that you are backsliding. You are going back. You used to pray, you don't pray again. You used to memorize scriptures, you don't memorize scriptures again. You used to listen to messages, you don't do it. When you gave your life to Christ at first, you were very excited. But now, boys are all over you. Girls are all over you. Now, girls tell you they like you. Yeah. These days, we don't struggle to get girls to say they like you. Right now, girls, you know, they are using themselves to hook the boys. For hooking me. Kimmy, yeah. See a girl begging a boy, don't leave me, I'll die. Yeah, my heartbeat. Hey, how is he? He actually is your heartbeat. Actually, this way, this economy, how can actually be your heartbeat? Yeah, I'm seriously campaigning. you will not go, you will not go back. Your fire will not die. But many people, their fire have died. They are just, some of you come to church because, look, when you are home, you are bored. But let me just go. Everyone will go and say something. Let me just go. Yeah. Some of you, because your father is a pastor, you can't stay at home. Now, how can my children say they'll stay at home? It's a sin. I'm coming to church. You stay at home. Then collect your things, pack your things out of the house. So, because you don't want to hear such nonsense, you are here. It's not because you also love God. But you must get to a point where you know God. Shelley, you must get to a point where you know God for yourself. And you're coming to church. It's not tied to anything. It's not because you are afraid that your mother will beat you, or you are afraid or somebody will talk. Or you should get to a point. Yeah. Recently, I was discussing with one of the pastors, and we're talking about even pastors who don't pay tithe. And I said, oh, I don't need a text message to remind me to pay my tithe. Don't you know that when you receive a salary, you should pay your tithe? But somebody has to send a text that we are reminding you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, how do we remind you in the name of Jesus Christ to pay a tithe? Do you understand? It's a basic foundation. Somebody has to call you. Have you had your quiet time? How? Somebody, it's like when you wake up in your house, I have to call you from my house that brush your teeth. That's what it means. How long will I continue doing that? It's when the love is fresh that they ask you such nonsense questions. Have you eaten? Have you bathed? At that point, nobody asks you whether you have eaten. If you are here and the boy is asking you, have you eaten? Have you bathed? It means that, have you eaten tomorrow? It's because there's nothing else to talk about. Have you eaten tomorrow? Have you eaten tomorrow? Have you bathed tomorrow? Why tomorrow, Chama is concerned about you. But at a point when the love has, you sort yourself out. So at a point, we don't have to ask you, have you done your quiet time? No, quiet time is not something we call you to ask you to do at your age. No. I used to struggle to find what to brush his teeth. Now he wakes up, he goes for his brush. It's charming, I struggle with him. To open his mouth, he doesn't want to open. But a time will come where he will wake up and he will go and look for his brush and brush his teeth. When you are a certain age, it's understandable. You don't have your quiet time. You don't read. You don't even have a Bible to start with. And you are here. You are here. We have to beg you that we beg you in the name of Jesus Christ to have a Bible. Well, such a nonsense. But nobody begs you to have a phone. All of you have phones. Your Christian life, hold it well. I'm telling you. Look, otherwise, you see, when you are a Christian, you believe in God, you trust God, and something happens and you backslide, your chances of coming back is very slim. Or you're like, you know all the scriptures that will tell you. Yeah. Like one of the difficult people to console are pastors. A pastor who has lost their mother, who has lost a child. What are you going to tell the pastor? He has been telling people that they should be strong in the Lord. He knows it. What are you going to tell him? One of our bishops, when the daughter died at Kodesh, we're writing book of condolence. I went to stand there to talk. I didn't know what to go and say. What will I go and say? That is a bishop sitting down. That is Episcopal sister sitting down. Their daughter, 11 years, has died. What are you coming to tell them? What are you coming to tell them that they've not heard before? The Lord gives and the Lord takes. Please. They know this once already. What are you coming to say? Even one of them, she was the one. She taught me a safe church. Auntie Erica, she taught me a safe church. Now what I come to tell her? You understand? What I come to say? So it's very some way. I don't know. Don't have a Bible. Don't have a Bible. Not having a Bible is one of the... Next week, if Jesus tarries, he doesn't come. I will talk to you about the causes. What actually causes the backsliding? What causes it? One of them is shallowness. You are too shallow. I mean, you are interested when they start. Hey, Yesterday, I called my friend. We're on the phone for 2 hours. Hey, we're discussing something, then some scripture became 2 hours. You, your friend has called you. I said, argument about whether stone boy, you see the this thing, the artist of the year. You see, it's supposed to be King Promise. But you see, Stone Boy. Yes, his recent album. No, yeah, the recent album he did. You see, the video was very clear. You see, and you see, he King Promise to for a very long time. He was not bringing any new album. Also, and sometimes they look at humanitarian thing, because the last time Stone Boy went to dig a borehole at Western Region. So all of the, you think I don't know the fact? Oh, I know the guys. Do you see? And you see, somebody like Ifeanyi Odo, like they should have even, after the nomination, she should have even get one of the awards. But I don't know. You see, the VGMA award itself, no, I mean, there's some kululu somewhere. But I'm surprised at Kwame Eugene, because you see, Kwame Eugene and Kasano. You know the guys, you know the albums, you know the album title, you know the tracks in the album, you know all those things. But Romans 8 verse 5, you don't know what is there. You don't know what is there. And you should be shy that you don't know it. You don't have a friend that when the friend calls you, you are talking about spiritual things. Hey! Yesterday, look, when my friend called me, we're thinking, so Tale, we have a conference here, we have a conference in Tamale. So this date and this date, they are clashing. Eh? So call this people and cancel the, tell them that you can't come. You cancel this one. So like, we go here, then from here, we call these people. That's what we're talking about. What can we do? What about you? Are you seeing that chick, you know, that girl in class 5? She be nice girl. You start, penny for no. Yapon cram. Charlie, yapon. Stand to your feet. We've closed. Stand to your feet. Clap for Jesus. I'm tired. I'm preaching again. 1 hour is okay. Clap for Jesus. It's not a trick. I've closed. Obviously, but stand up. Yeah, you just came. Stand up. Those of you watching, listening to podcast, he just came. He just stand up and let's close. He just came. How do you come? What's the time? How do you come to church at 12? What's the time? 12:49, 12:50. Where did you go? Lactating mother. You are giving breast milk to your child. Lift up your hands and begin to pray and tell God to help you not to backslide. Tell God to ignite the fire in you so that you will not backslide. Begin to pray. Bara so keleba. Mazato raba sikete. Lord, may we not backslide. Lord, may we not go wayward. In the name of Jesus. Rabo sikebe. Mando zaraba. Kebo si karabando. Mali kozike. Malazo bara. Iyando sikete. Leko sadaba. Pray. Kebo sike. Rabato zimande. Mele kozika. Harando bozelebe kelemo siya. Mali kozoma. In the name of Jesus. Kasoto. Mazimande. Meko zatabra kabande. Akabu si kabra karaba sike. In the name of Jesus. Mazondo zekete zekataya. Keep us, O Israel. Keep us, O keeper of Israel. Baroke zeka. Father of light, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Lord, keep us from falling. Keep us against that day. Maso kataba. May we not go back. May we not backslide. May we not go back. May we not go back to anything again. May we search on. May we press on. Karasuba. Ma zobro sikembe. Ma rakuba. Me kazato. Ba zebre kema. Ra kaso tabra kabandaba. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.